You are listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. With the Pioneer Day holiday weekend ahead for the state of Utah, we are revisiting our conversation on summer recipes with USU Extension Agent Teresa Hunsaker from Weber County. It's good to have you back, Teresa.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
First, let's start off with your recipe to help us cool down a bit during these hot summer months, lemon ice cream.
Oh, this is so good, so delicious, rich and creamy and thick. I think that summer is not the same unless you have homemade ice cream. This one is a churned custard-based ice cream, so it does take a little bit of time. You make kind of a lemon curd or almost like a lemon pie filling base to begin with, so that I'm pasteurizing my eggs and still getting this nice, thick lemon custard that then once I cool that down and refrigerate it overnight, I add my cream and some additional sugar and some lemon extract, and off I go to the ice cream freezer to churn that ice cream, and it turns out so lovely.
Salads are always popular in the summer months. Let's hear your recipe for roasted red potato spinach salad.
This one is really fun if you like a take on potato salad and a toss salad kind of idea combined. I just think this one is quick, easy, nutritious, crispy, cool, and crunchy. And basically all you do is quarter some red potatoes and drizzle them in some olive oil and then roast those potatoes on a 425 degree oven, and then once those are cooled down a little bit, you just mix those in with your greens, especially spinach. Spinach is my favorite option, but you can add in some baby kale and things like that. But the topper for me is some bacon as well as some homemade mustard dressing.
And last but not least, roasted garlic and bean dip.
For those of you that like hummus, I think that this one is worth a try. It is a nice variation. It's not quite the same as hummus, but it's very easy to do with a can of Great Northern white beans. You can add some lemon juice. The kicker in this that I just love is the rosemary.
All right, Teresa, well, these all sound delicious, and of course, we will have these recipes posted on our website. Do you have any other resources for more summer recipes that you would like to mention?
One of the places that you could go to for additional recipes and resources is our Create Better Health recipes that we have, and to check out our Create Better Health Facebook pages as well as extension.usu.edu.
Teresa Hunsaker, USU Extension Agent from Weber County, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you are most welcome. I always enjoy it, and we'll catch you again soon.
And stay with us next week. We'll bring you more from Utah State University Extension's Education Highlight. I'm Shalane Smith Needham.